section here from a user's perspective is really going to be tied to their product design and getting people interested back in their platform. So overall, mentioned this before, first time ever, big red flag from a performance and Wall Street perspective, right? That users for Snap have declined. So they went from 191 million globally in daily active users. And so for those of you who aren't familiar with daily active users, it's users that log into your platform daily. And utilize it, however, through, you know, using stories or discovery, what have you. But that log in daily, 191 million went down to 188. So they're seeing some loss in interest and erosion of users about 2%. Additionally, when you look at their user base, and this is all public information, it was in their most recent 10Q, but 43% of their user base is North America, which makes sense because you would think that Snap would be really popular in highly dense areas, which it is, in highly developed areas. Mm-hmm. So really, globally, you know, there are select areas that you are really going to start marketing yourself towards, the U.S., obviously Western Europe as the other component, and then North America and the rest of the world, with China being the big kind of, hey, we don't know how to enter this market yet based off of government regulations. Other key component here is that users generally log into the platform about 18 times and use it for an average of 30 minutes. So that's pretty good. I mean, you're getting a lot of visibility, especially when you're in there trying to position ads, whether they be through filters or through some of the discovery type of messaging. But the decline in the user base, I think, is the biggest key here.
So, I mean, one thing that, I mean, not just Snap, but even companies like Facebook and Twitter, they sort of encounter are these user bases or these users in these highly developed countries. Because those countries have a very good, cellular infrastructure through which you could transmit data. And so that just, to me, like all of these companies have the same exact requirements as far as data transmission and so on. So in Snap's user numbers go down, but in comparison, the other companies, like even for Facebook, I think their user base grew in the last Q2 update that they provided. So the fact that their user bases are the only ones going down, to me, doesn't bode well compared to something like Facebook, which everyone thinks is their market is sort of saturated, but obviously it's not, because the users still keep going up. And I mean, if you talk about users specifically, right, to me, the users are obviously the end users, but do you kind of agree that these users are also the content creators? I mean, is that something that you envision as part of Snap's user base?
It's an interesting question. So the 2% that left, do I think they're the content creators? I mean, possibly, but I doubt it, right? I think you're going to have your loyal contingents that are generally younger. When you look at their, you know, the demographics of Snap, they're really hitting the 17 to 24 demo. And that's where the majority of their base is as well. So I don't think that, you know, from a content creation standpoint, they're losing a lot. You did hit on an interesting point, is like, well, what's going on with Twitter and what's going on with Facebook, with Instagram? And they are still showing growth. So it does show a red flag here, but it's not like those companies don't have their own slew of problems that we'll get into. But with this is really concerning, because people go to Snap who are the early adopters, who are the young kids who don't want to be on old person Facebook legacy platform. Or, I mean, now I think Instagram has really become the cooler platform in a lot of ways from a Facebook perspective. Is Instagram taking share from Snap? Is that what's really happening here? To be determined, and this is going to be something that we have to closely monitor going forward.
So apart, we talked about the app redesign, which could have led to these drop of users. But the other thing that could have led to this decline is the fact that they made some changes to their stories to focus on the most interacted with profiles. And so it's not a real-time interaction. So that's one of the other things that they've done. Q3, their results for Q3 are going to be pretty interesting to see, because if they continue the same trend, then obviously it's not going in the right direction.
Absolutely.